And for a look at one of those alternatives, called wet cleaning, we turn now to Peter Sinsheimer. He directs the environmental program at Occidental College, which has converted some traditional dry cleaners into wet cleaning operations here in Southern California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, isn't the purpose, I think a lot of people might be thinking, of dry cleaning to deal with items that shouldn't get wet?
Exactly. Well, a professional wet cleaning is an alternative that's been designed specifically to deal with garments that are labeled dry clean or dry clean only in a water-based system. It's a non-toxic process.
But it is wet, so how does wet cleaning work?
Right. Wet cleaning works as there's computer-controlled washers and dryers that have been developed along with special formulated detergents, and then there's special finishing equipment. The problems with water are not in its ability to actually remove stains and soils. Water is an excellent solvent for doing that. The problems come after in terms of restoring the garment back to its original shape and form. So what wet cleaning does, and the evolution of the technology has been to use special detergents that are specifically designed to clean delicate garments that are otherwise labeled dry clean. And then the finishing equipment is a specialized tensioning finishing equipment that blocks the garments back into their original shape and form. So the quality of the garments that are cleaned are as good, if not better, than traditional dry cleaning.
What are the environmental benefits of wet cleaning?
The environmental benefits of wet cleaning is that it uses water, which is obviously a safe chemical to use to clean, actually cleaning the garments. So in dry cleaning, you're using solvents that have risks associated with it. With wet cleaning, you're using water. The other environmental benefits with wet cleaning are that it's actually a very energy-efficient technology. So it uses substantially less energy than any dry cleaning solvent, because dry cleaning machines are required to recycle the solvent. With wet cleaning, you're just emitting the solvent down sewer lines. So it's a zero-emission technology.
Why hasn't wet cleaning caught on as an alternative to dry cleaning?
There are significant barriers to wet cleaning. Professional wet cleaning is different than dry cleaning, so cleaners who are switching out need to learn something new. The other barriers are the care label. The garments are labeled dry clean or dry clean only. The Federal Trade Commission is responsible for care labeling, and they have expressed an interest in developing a professional wet clean care label.
Peter Sinsheimer is director of the Pollution Prevention Education and Research Center at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Thanks very much.
Thank you.